Good afternoon.
This is the WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 4:35 p.m.
Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:34 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Wilson, northeastern Johnson, and north central Wayne counties until 5:15 p.m. At 4:29 p.m., the National Weather Service stopped the radar, indicated a severe thunderstorm 5 miles north of Kinley or 15 miles northeast of Smithfield, moving east at 10 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Kinley and Lucama. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 101 and 116. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Straight line winds. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 of an inch in diameter, or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the types of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net and the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and local media for further information and updates. We're operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. We don't anticipate any problems, but should the repeater become unavailable, our first backup will be the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Broadway. Secondary repeater is the K4ITL 147.135 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz, and that repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Third backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. Those frequencies are many and can be found at www.carolina440.net. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:04 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:15 p.m. for north central Wayne, northeastern Johnson, and southwestern Wilson counties. At 4:59 p.m., the National Weather Service stopped the radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Lucama, or 18 miles northeast of Smithfield, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour, deadly cloud to brown lightning, and heavy rainfall. Locations in the path of the storm include Emmett and Lucama. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 106 and 116. Straight-line winds can blow down trees and power lines and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Seek shelter indoors and stay away from windows. Many lightning strikes will occur well ahead of the heavy rain and gusty winds. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, take cover in a vehicle. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of spotter reports. The criteria includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less. And the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. CalWARN's monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for CalWARN traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina CalWARN, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina CalWARN. At 5:13 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for north central Wayne, northeastern Johnson, and southwestern Wilson counties expires at 5:15 p.m. The storm response to the warning has weakened, so the warning will be allowed to expire. If you have observed severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina CalWARN. NC4VA, standing by for a spotter report.
Good afternoon.
This is the WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 5:25 p.m.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina CalWARN. At 5:26 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for west central Franklin, southeastern Granville, southwestern Vance, and north central Wake County until 6:15 p.m. At 5:21 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles south of Creedmoor, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Creedmoor, Purnell, and Franklinton. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less of the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees or approximate diameter in any building or roof damage. CalWARN will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this will be a non-directed net. The repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks in transmissions for any CalWARN traffic. Also, the National Weather Service has issued the following flash flood warning, and this was at 5:28 p.m. National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning for Alamance County, Durham County, and Orange County until 9:30 p.m. At 5:25 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms that were continuously redeveloping and producing flooding over Orange, Durham, and Alamance County. Doppler radar estimated that as much as 2 inches of rain has fallen over portions of the warned area. Locations threatened with flooding include Mevin, Graham, Elon College, Burlington, Hillsboro, Chapel Hill, Carborough, Richmond, and Durham. An additional 2 to 3 inches of rainfall are still possible, resulting in additional flooding. Excessive runoff from the heavy rain will cause flash flooding of creeks and streams, roads, low-lying areas, and poor drainage areas. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where water covers. At 5:25 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms that were continuously redeveloping and producing flooding over Orange, Durham, and Alamance County. Doppler radar estimated that as much as 2 inches of rain has fallen over portions of the warned area. Locations threatened with flooding include Mevin, Graham, Elon College, Burlington, Hillsboro, Chapel Hill, Carborough, Richmond, and Durham. An additional 2 to 3 inches of rainfall are still possible, resulting in additional flooding. Excessive runoff from the heavy rain will cause flash flooding of creeks and streams, roads, low-lying areas, and poor drainage areas. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where water covers the road. Many roads and intersections in the area will quickly flood. When encountering flooded roads, please turn around. Don't drown. NC4VA, Central Carolina CalWARN, standing by for spotter report. This is is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for west central Franklin, southeastern Granville, southwestern Vance, and north central Wake counties until 6:15 p.m. 5:21 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles south of Creedmoor, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with the storm. Locations impacted include Creedmoor, Purnell, and Franklinton. Skywarn is in standby mode. We're monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. Standby mode means this is a non-directed net. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask the stations leave some bright swing transmissions for Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wake County and north central Johnston County until 7 p.m. At 6:12 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Raleigh, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with the storm. Locations impacted include Raleigh, New Hope, Knightdale, and Cary. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports with the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 of an inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, frontal clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. We will be monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net, so repeaters free from normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave breaks between transmissions for any skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. The severe thunderstorm warning for north central Wake, southwestern Vance, and southeastern Granville and west central Franklin counties expired at 6:15 p.m. So much prompted that warning has weakened and the warning was allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds and large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. And at this time, we have one severe thunderstorm warning in effect, and that's for Wake County and north central Johnston County until 7 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. Calling NC4VA, if you can up your power at all, please do so, and I'll try my best to pull you out of the noise. You're barely holding the repeater.
NC4VA, more power available.
Try it again. I caught a little bit of what you said. I couldn't catch your full call sign. Go ahead. Try one more time. Station calling Skywarn, it is hard to pull you out. You have noise on your signal and not quite holding it. I would encourage you either to call the National Weather Service if you have a report with the spotter number you received during training, or you can post your report to the Central Carolina Skywarn Facebook page, or you can try it again, and we'll see if we can pull you out. 4VA, over. This is NC4VA Central Carolina. Sky warn at 6:25 p.m. The National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a flash flood warning for Wake County until 9:30 p.m. At 6:23 p.m., the National Weather Service top of the radar indicated thunderstorms with very heavy rain producing flooding over northern Wake County. Doppler radar estimated that as much as 1 to 2 inches of rain has fallen over portions of the warned area. Locations threatened with flooding include Wake Forest, Raleigh, and Cary. An additional 2 to 3 inches of rain are still possible, resulting in additional flooding. Excessive runoff from the heavy rain will cause flash floodings of creeks and streams, roads, low-lying areas, and poor drainage areas. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where water covers the road. Many roads and intersections in the area will quickly flood. When encountering flooded roads, turn around. Don't drown. And as a reminder, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Wake County and North Central Johnson County at 7 p.m. till 7 p.m. At 6:12 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Raleigh, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Raleigh, New Hope, Knightdale, and Cary. We are monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-direct event or appears free from normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
Hello, Skywarn, KN4AQ Mobile.
KN4AQ, good evening, Gary, and Scorpion.
Hey, Virginia, I got a phone call from Noble, N4UOQ. She wanted me to pass along that she was the station a few minutes ago that you were unable to copy. Just got a HT in the car, wasn't able to get in well enough. The report is from Leesville and Millbrook and Ponding and, of course, for heavy rain there.
Okay, so Ponding on the road at Leesville Road and Millbrook Road. Did they have deep by any chance?
She did not give me a depth.
Okay, good enough. And what time did you receive the phone call?
5 minutes ago.
All right, thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate the relay. NC4VA, drive carefully.
You bet. KN4AQ Mobile.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky 1. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Wake County and North Central Johnson County until 7 p.m. Also, a flash flood warning remains in effect for Wake County until 9:30 p.m. An additional 2 to 3 inches of rainfall are possible, resulting in additional flooding. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports with the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 of an inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of flooding measurement. Flooding is flash flooding when none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs of trees, their approximate diameter, and any building roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We're currently in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And we encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, stand by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA, KJ4OBR.
KJ4OBR, NC4VA, go ahead.
Hey, wonderful night here, Virginia. I'm at the Tribeca Tavern up on Falls of the Neuse in North Raleigh, and this whole parking lot is flooded. There's probably, it's overflowing the curbs, probably 6 to 8 inches of water flowing into this thing. We've got some cars that are Water's halfway up the front tire as they're parked.
Okay, so at the Tribeca Cavern, is that T-R-I-B-E-C-C-A?
Tango, Robert, Ida, Boy, Echo, Charlie, Adam.
Got it. And that's at Falls of the Noose Road. And what's the closest intersecting road?
I'm trying to think here. Hold on, let me grab my map.
It's okay. I'll look up Tribeca. That's okay. And you said that there's 6 to 8 inches of water in the parking lot, and water is halfway up the tires. Is that correct?
That is correct. Heavy rain also. The drive in for the shopping center here is, like I said, got 6 to 8 inches of water, and it's a little crazy.
Okay, very good. And just out of curiosity, if you're looking at the actual roadway, what does the roadway look like? Is there any flooding in the roads? Have you got as much as 6 inches of water on the roadway?
The right-hand travel lane, I can tell you by experience, has between 2 and 4, depending on how close you are to the curb. All over North Raleigh, I just came from my QTH, and there's street flooding all over the place.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate your excellent report. Drive carefully, NC4VA.
KJ4VR, be clear. I'm going to try and find a dry parking place. Have a good night, Virginia.
You too, NC4VA. KJ4OVR, NC4VA.
Go ahead, Virginia.
Hey, one last thing. Is your spotter training update? Have you been assigned a spotter number? This is new, so just remember to ask.
I think I'm out of date. I need to wait for the next on-air class.
No problem. Support is still just as good. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye. NC4VA.
73, KJ4OBR.
NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:42 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for North Central Johnson and Wayne counties. At 6:37 p.m., the National Weather Service operator continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Raleigh, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Garner, Cary, New Hope, Wake Forest, Wendell, Rollsville, Knightdale, Flowers, Emmett, and Clayton. Straight line winds can blow down trees and power lines and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. And stay away from windows and flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Seek shelter now indoors and stay away from windows. Many lightning strikes will occur well ahead of the heavy rain and gusty winds. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, take cover in a vehicle. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA, KC4UQM.
KJ4UQM, threat me on the call sign and go ahead. Station calling, Alan, go ahead.
Okay, I have a measured rainfall amount of 3 inches in the past 45 minutes and 1 inch in the past 12 minutes.
Okay. So is that 3 inches from 6 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. and of that amount, 1 inch from 6:33 to 6:45 p.m.?
Roger that.
Okay, give me the location, please.
305 Hillstone Drive.
spell the street name for me and phonetically.
Hotel, India, Lima, Lima, Sierra, Tango, Oscar, November, Echo.
Okay, and is that in Raleigh?
Yes, it is. North Raleigh, about 2 miles south of Strickland on at Six Forks.
Okay, very good. And are you a trained spotter, and have you received a spotter number yet?
I haven't been to a refresher course in a couple of years, I guess, but I have had the courses in the past, and no, I don't have a number.
Okay, very good. I'll put you down as a trained spotter and encourage you to update. It's been a while. They are issuing numbers to those who've had training within the last 3 years, so you should want to get one, but we'll take the report anyway. And if I got your call sign correct, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Quebec, Mike.
Kilo Charlie 4.
Got it. Thank you for the correction. And a great report. Thank you very much. NC4VA.
KC4UQN.
KD3JJJ. Go ahead.
Good evening, Virginia. Spotter number WAK244. I have had 45 minutes to see. Or 2 inches of rain. 2 inches of rain, 45 minutes.
Okay, 2 inches of rain in 45 minutes, and the times of measurement.
That would be from 6 p.m. to 6:45 p.m.
Okay, and the address?
That would be my home QTH. I'm good on QRZ, but it's 3209 Arden Bridge, and that's in Raleigh, 27616.
Okay, Mike, got it. Great report. Thank you very much. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina. Now warning, 6:42 p.m. The National Weather Service issues following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for North Central Johnston and Wake County. At 6:37 p.m., the National Weather Service off the radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Raleigh, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Hazards in the storm include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Garner, Cary, New Hope, Wake Forest, Wendell, Rollsville, Knightdale, Flowers, Innet, and Clayton. Straight line winds can blow down trees and power lines and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed, and stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Seek shelter indoors now and stay away from windows. Many lightning strikes will occur well ahead of the heavy rain and gusty winds. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, take cover in a vehicle. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. Now, the National Weather Service is also particularly interested if there are any reports of trees or power lines down. Again, in addition to hail, any size initially, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, flooding and flash flooding, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. The National Weather Service is interested in damage reports, particularly any downed trees or downed power lines. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:01 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Franklin County, eastern Wake County, southwestern Nash County, and north central Johnson County until 8 p.m. At 7 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over New Hope, or 6 miles east of Raleigh, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Knightdale, Winddale, Pilot, Emmett, and Middlesex. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm passes. Stay away from windows. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of spotter reports. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or large thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the time of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding, which normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Damage caused by high winds, such as down roofs and trees, and their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means this is a non-directed network. It is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.
Hey, Virginia.
Okay, I am between the hours of 6 o'clock and current even 5, now 3 inches of rain at that same location. And my spotter is WAK2. I believe that's what I gave you last time, but I made it.
Okay, Mike, let me make sure. WAK244, that's what I had last time, and that's what I'm hearing you say this time. Is that correct?
That's QSL. That's definitely it. I couldn't remember exactly what I said in the last report. Just wanted to make sure it was right.
Got it. Okay, great report, Mike. Thank you very much. NC4VA. By the way, I sent you an email. NC4VA. NC4VA at 7:06 p.m. The National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Southern Durham County, Extreme Southeastern Granville County, Southern Orange County, North Central Wake County until 7:45 p.m. At 7:05 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Chapel Hill, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour likely with a storm. Locations impacted include Durham, Parkwood, Bethesda, and Gorman. Straight line winds can blow down trees and power lines, damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed, and stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Southern Franklin, Eastern Wake, Southwestern Nash, North Central Johnson County until 8 p.m. We also have the one that was just issued for Southern Durham, Extreme Southeastern Granville, Southern Orange, and North Central Wake Counties until 7:45 p.m. Skywarn is in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is still free for normal amateur activity at this time. We do ask that stations leave breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic, and we encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. Continue to indicate thunderstorms with very heavy rain over Orange, Durham, and Alamance County. Doppler radar estimated that up to 2 inches of rain has fallen since 5 p.m., with upwards of an inch in the last 30 minutes. Another half to 1 inch is likely through 8 p.m. across sections of Orange and Durham County. Locations threatened by flooding include, but are not limited to, Bevan, Graham, Elon College, Burlington, Hillsborough, and Richmond. Excessive runoff from the heavy rain will cause flash flooding of creeks, streams, roads, low-lying areas, and poor drainage areas. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where water covers the road. Many roads and intersections in the area will flood quickly. When encountering flooded roads, turn around. Don't drain. severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southern Franklin County, eastern Wake County, southwestern Nash County, north central Johnson County until 8 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning is also in effect for southern Durham County, extreme southeastern Granville County, southern Orange County, and north central Wake County until 7:45 p.m. Again, that's southern Durham, extreme southeastern Granville, southern Orange, and north central Wake until 7:45 p.m. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of spotter reports. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. CalWarn is monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-direct event. There are repeaters free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any CalWarn traffic, and we encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina CalWarn, standing by for spotter reports. VA for Central Carolina Scouts. At this time, we have severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. One is for southern Wake, eastern Wake, southwestern Nash, and north central Johnson County until 8 p.m. The other is for southern Durham, extreme southeastern Granville, southern Orange, and north central Wake until 7:45 p.m. There is a flash flood warning in effect for Durham and Orange counties until 9:30 p.m. And there's one in effect for Wake County until 9:30 p.m. The National Weather Service has asked for reports of roads closed due to high water or any water rescues in progress. So if anybody has a report of a road closed due to high water or any water rescues in progress, please call Central Carolina CalWarn in C4VA. Flash flood statement. Flash flood warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. in northern Wake County. At 7:19 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate thunderstorms with very heavy rain over northern Wake County. Doppler radar estimated that as much as 3 to 4 inches of rain has fallen over portions of North Raleigh. Trains on the law enforcement have reported flooding along falls of the Noose Road. Along Millbrook Road between Dixon Drive and Six Forks Road. Several train spotters have reported rainfall amounts in the areas of around 3 inches in less than an hour. An additional 1 to 3 inches of rainfall are still possible, resulting in additional flooding. Locations threatened by flooding include, but are not limited to, Raleigh, Wake Forest, Quindell, and locations along Crabtree Creek. Flash floodings of creeks and streams, roads, low-lying, and poor drainage areas. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where water covers the road. Many roads and intersections in the area will flood quickly. When encountering flooded roads, turn away from the drain. NC4VA, Central Carolina County, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina County. At 7:31 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for north central Wake and Orange, extreme southeastern Granville and southern Durham counties is canceled. So we talked about warning 10 weeks and the warning is no longer in effect. However, torrential rainfall will occur, which may lead to localized flash flooding. Flash flood warning is in effect for sections of Orange, Durham, and Alamance counties until 9:30 p.m. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds and large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Sky Warning. Again, the severe thunderstorm warning for North Central Wake, Southeastern Orange, Extreme Southeastern Granville, and Southern Durham counties is canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for North Central Johnston, Southwestern Nash, East Central Wake, and South Central Franklin County. At 7:28 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Winddale, or 17 miles east of Raleigh, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Winddale, Pilot, Bunn, Emmett, Middlesex, and Spring Hope. Straight line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm passes, and stay away from windows and flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. The National Weather Service. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the time of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downwinds to trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. Will be in standby mode, meaning this will be a non-directed net, and the repeater will be free for normal amateur. Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to know whether radio or local media for further information and updates. This is C4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is C4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for North Central Johnston, Southwestern Nash, East Central Wake, and South Central Franklin County will expire at 8 p.m. The storm which prompted the severe thunderstorm warning has weakened, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you have observed severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. Also, a flash flood warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. for Orange, Durham, and Alabama counties, and Durham and Orange belong to the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area, and a flash flood warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. for Northern Wake County. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports, and they are interested in any reports of roads that have been closed, any water rescues that are going on. Spotters have those reports in addition to the normal severe weather criteria. Please call Central Carolina Skywarn in C4VA. Standing by for spotter reports. C4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. There are no active severe thunderstorm warnings within the Central Carolina coverage area at this time, and the weather threat is diminishing. So we're going to conclude the net at this time. Should severe weather happen to redevelop, however, Central Carolina Skywarn will activate again. We would like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater, and we'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority, and of course, we'd like to thank all storm spotters who have participated. I'll now bring down the tones and return the repeater to the normal amateur view.
Skywarn clear.
MC4VA clear.
Virginia, UCL Air, KD4JJQ.
MC4VA.
Yeah, do you need information that public safety already knows about?
Is this something you heard on the scanner?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll go ahead and take the report. It's possible the National Weather Service doesn't have it yet. Go ahead.
Okay, about 30 seconds ago, they said they're closing Glenwood between Creedmoor and Millbrook. They didn't give her directions, so I have to assume you're doing both due to flooding. And I did hear them say that there's Crabtree Creek filling up. They have nowhere for the water to go. I know Creedmoor earlier was blocked going north of Glenwood. And a couple more things. I'll give it a break. Kitty 4, JJ,
give okay, so Creedmoor is closed between, Glenwood and Millbrook?
Glenwood is closed between Creedmoor and Millbrook.
Got it. Glenwood is closed between Creedmoor and Millbrook. Got it. Yeah, Crabtree Creek, I understand, is definitely having difficulties there. Anything else?
Lynn Road and Leesville Road, that's been blocked for some time due to high water. The police department's there on scene with that. And at one point earlier, Wade Avenue at Glenwood was underwater. I don't know the current status on that one.
Okay, so Lynn Road and Leesville Road, that intersection is blocked. Is that correct? Please run to them.
Affirmative.
Was that also at 807?
I repeat.
The time on that.
The last time I probably heard them mention anything about that, it's been about 20 minutes. They've been talking about it for a pretty good while, though, before that.
Okay, got it. And then you said there was also mention of Wayne Avenue being flooded at Glenwood. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, great report. And do you have a spotter number?
No, but we need to talk. I need to get one.
Okay. Two ways you can take a face-to-face class. And if you go to the Raleigh National Weather Service webpage and go to their Skywarn page, there'll be a list of classes. You can also take it by doing the training online through Comet.net. Here's a link to click on. There are two modules that you would take, the role of the Skywarn spotter and then convective basics. When you complete that, if you do it that way, the Comet.net folks will notify the Raleigh National Weather Service. They'll send you a link to go on to the police and demographic information and receive the spotter number. So two different ways. I do know spotter training is coming up in Wayne County in September, and I think JARS is probably going to schedule it as well. So you can do it either way. Hope that's helpful. It's before the end.
Okay, I appreciate it, and I'm going to go ahead and clear out. Have a good evening, and catch you on Facebook, KD4JJQ, and this is Roger.
Thank you very much for your report, NC4BA.
KK4BVR.
KK4BVR, NC4BA.
Yes, ma'am, my QTH area, extensive lightning. And in the last probably 15 minutes, we've had about 3/4 of an inch of rain, and it is still coming down at a good pace.
Okay. When you get an inch or more in an hour's time or less, give me a call back. I'm listening on here. So if you get an inch and it's been less than an hour, call me. If it's an hour and you got an inch in the day, give me a call then. It sounds like you're getting pretty close. Thanks, Wade. It's before we are. See ya.
All righty. Spotter number is Whiskey Alpha Kilo 371.
Okay. Thanks very much, Wade. It's before we are.
NC4BA, KK4BVR.
KK4BVR, NC4BA.
Yes, ma'am. Update. The rain intensity is still about the same. More lightning and thunder. And I'm showing an inch .01 in 45 minutes.
Okay, so that would be, let's see, 735 to 820, is that correct?
Roger.
Okay, 1.01 inches of rain in 45 minutes, 735 to 820 p.m. Your spotter number is WAK371, and having an address or street closest cross street to that.
My QTH is correct, and QRZ.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much, Wayne. I mean, Wade, sorry about that. Appreciate your great report. NC4VA.
I think that round of thunder shook my eye teeth.
NC4VA, N2RTF portable.
N2RTF, NC4VA. Hey, Denny.
Hey, I got an update for you. A shed in my neighborhood at 139 Kendall Drive was just struck by lightning, fully involved fire.
Okay, shed struck by lightning. And did you say it's on fire?
Yep, I just drove by. I just saw the text come over my phone, realized it was my neighborhood. It is a... Well, there's nothing left to it now, so it was a fully involved structure fire of a shed.
Okay. 139 Kendall Drive, is that K-E-N-D-A-L-L?
Roger, roger. And that would be in Clayton?
Got it. Fire department unseen by any chance?
They just drove by the house now.
Okay, and do you have any idea what time it was struck, roughly, or if we can make it, I guess they can estimate if it's not.
Bear with me one second. Let me double-check the text here.
Okay, NC4VA.
Okay, the call initiated at 2029, and I bet you a minute prior to that, I know we had a... one of those blasts of lightning and the thunder that sounded like it came through the house.
Got it. Great report. Thank you, Denny. What's your spotter number?
I haven't received it as of yet.
Okay, good enough. Put you down as a train spotter. Okay, great report, Denny. Thank you. NC4VA.
Okay, thank you. And to RTF.